Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In the Flow Live TV. I'm your host, Shanika Bell, and I am here today with my special guests, Lewis and Nakia Asbury. They are here today to talk about their foundation, their community initiative, and most of all, their journey through this foundation. I'd like to welcome them. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Awesome. So let's just get started. I want to talk to you. I've been seeing you are on social media. I've been seeing you out. You had an event that you actually attended the other night,
yes.
And you're promoting an event that you're doing. But first, let's talk about who you are. Let people know if they're not familiar.
Okay. Well, I'm Miss Nakia. I go by Miss Nakia. I am a sickle cell warrior, as we call ourselves. I've been living with sickle cell for 37 years. I was diagnosed at the age of 3, and you know, being diagnosed with sickle cell, they try to say that you're only going to live to a certain age. Well, I'm 40 years old. And I was also told that, you know, I shouldn't have children or couldn't have children, mm-hmm. but I was blessed with 5 children. And we basically just started the foundation in honor of my brother, who passed away a couple of years ago from sickle cell complications.
Wow.
So.
Okay. So the name of your foundation?
It's the P413 Foundation, which derives from Philippians 4:13, you know, which is, of course, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Amen. Philippians 4:13, mm-hmm. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So mm-hmm. the sickle cell, let's talk about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Your journey, you know, with that, you said you were diagnosed at the age of 3. What has life been like for you with sickle cell?
Actually, when I was younger, it seemed to have been worse. You know, I would miss a lot of school. Like in high school, you have the swimming classes.
Mm-hmm.
When I would take swimming, I would have a crisis. And basically, a crisis is my joints hurting, you know, my arms or my back hurting. And I would miss a lot of days in school. Mm-hmm. And I also, being having sickle cell, your eyes tend to get jaundiced.
Okay.
So it's like a yellowing of the
mm-hmm.
eyes. And I would get teased a lot in school with that, you know, because children didn't understand mm-hmm. that. And even mm-hmm. in high school, they still didn't understand
yeah.
that, you know, like, why are your eyes yellow like that? But I don't know. I pushed through it. It's something I had to do. So, you know, I dealt with it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I see that you are a couple of faith.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Philippians 4:13, the name of your foundation, P413,
yes.
And it's for sickle cell. For those who don't know what sickle cell is exactly, can you explain that?
Sickle cell is a red blood disease. So any normal person who does not have sickle cell, your cells are normally just a nice circle.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm having a crisis, mine is like a moon shape,
mm-hmm.
crescent shape, and that causes like a blockage in, you know, for the blood to flow through my body. And that's what causes the crisis. That's what causes my joints to hurt
mm-hmm.
because it's a blockage. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like a crowd of people trying to get through one room,
through a door,
and it's you know it's blocked.
Wow.
You know, so it's causing you know obstruction.
Yeah.
Okay, and you mentioned that your brother passed away from complications. So
yes.
is this something that is hereditary as well?
It is. It's something that comes from both parents. So both parents will have to have the trait in order
okay.
for the child to have the disease.
Okay.
So and it's a possibility if just one parent has it and the other parent don't. Then the child will still have the trait, possibly.
Okay. So your life with sickle cell, obviously your husband has been a great support to
yes.
you. How has it been for you?
It's definitely been something new to me. Prior to us getting together, I really wasn't too familiar with sickle cell except for, of course, the celebrities that we all know and love, T-Boz or,
mm-hmm.
You know, celebrities like that, they have sickle cell. And the first thing that comes to mind when I heard the name sickle cell was, of course, T-Boz.
Yes.
But not really knowing the in-depth definition of it or the meaning of it. So when we got together, I did a little bit of research on it, especially when I found out that we were expecting a child. So pretty much I just set myself down and just educated myself on that, and ever since then I've taken to it. You know, I've just taken ownership of it, just pretty much out of support of my wife, of course, and then also the children who now carry the trait. So with that, you know, I've been a big support of helping her broaden herself and expose herself and express herself to get around and tell her testimony, as well as the foundation that we're building for the community.
Okay, let's talk about that foundation. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about P413. Mm-hmm. What is it exactly? What do you do through the community with that?
Through the community, what we do is we do have a small group of children as well as adult sickle cell warriors that we constantly keep in contact with. And with that, we host events, community events, where we get together. She speaks, tells her story. We also have literature out there, education, just to bring awareness to the community, because there are a lot of people within the community that were primarily in Lake County who aren't familiar with sickle cell and what it is, especially, surprisingly enough, doctors, medical staff, nurses. You know, when she's been hospitalized, sometimes some nurses have literally had to sit down on the bedside with her and say, you know, what is sickle cell, or, you know, what works for you while you're feeling like this?
Yeah.
You know, and it's surprising.
Yeah, very.
So, you know, definitely. So with that, along with my brother-in-law passing, it was like, okay, we need to do something about this and bring more aware to it. It was our ultimate goal. One of our ultimate goals is to bring it to the forefront, is just as widespread as breast cancer or lupus or leukemia, anything like that, because it is just as chronic.
Yeah.
So with the community events that we do, we travel and we speak. We've spoken at religious institutions, high schools, you know, different organizations as well, just getting within the community, providing awareness, as well as with our current initiative that we're doing. We're getting with the University of Illinois in Chicago, where they're doing some research, and we're making a contribution to that research as well.
That is awesome. That's awesome. I know you said you had some things coming up. I know I saw something in social media.
Yeah.
What is it that you're going to be doing next where people can come out and support?
We're doing Cold Red Charity Fashion Show for sickle cell. So we're basically just putting on a nice fashion show. People can come the time of the event and purchase tickets and just have a good time with us.
With the fashion show, again, it's something to bring awareness to sickle cell. We're also, like I said, we're making a contribution with to the University of Illinois in Chicago, who's actually in jeopardy of losing the funding for their sickle cell center, which is the only sickle cell center in the state of Illinois. So the proceeds from that, we are giving some of those proceeds to the university sickle cell center, just to pretty much keep it in operation, in hopes that the sickle cell warriors that we do have locally in Illinois, they'll still have a home to go to get the support, you know, that's definitely needed. So that event is September 26th, and it'll be at the Gurney Holiday Inn.
Awesome. The sickle cell warriors. I like that. You are a warrior. Your husband has been a great support. Who are other support systems or other people that you may lean on or confide in, talk to?
My mother. She's been a big support since, you know.
Yeah.
She's dealt with two children with this disease, she's always been there. Anytime I've had a crisis or been in the hospital or had surgeries, she's always been there. And my brother and my sister-in-law, so they're real, you know, close to me and helping out. Like, you know, they've learned a lot about the disease. They know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
When I go into the hospital, you know, it's always, you know, crunch time. Like, who's getting the kids? And, you know, what are we doing? Like, it's normal. It's normal for us.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Wow. And that is some type of a norm. Now, as far as your support system, your faith, tell me, how has this disease been a trying your faith, you know?
Oh,
yeah. talk about that.
And I hate to do it, but yeah.
We're human,
yes,
you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So. Yeah. Just with dealing with the disease and dealing with different hospitalizations and being in the hospital a lot, you know, I've questioned God, like, why, you know, do I have the disease, you know, or why did my brother have to have the disease? Because it's debilitating. I've had, you know, two major surgeries, you know, hip replacements, and you get tired, you know. I can honestly say, and I've told my mother, like, I'm tired, you know, tired of dealing with pain in my body, because it's it takes me away from my kids when I'm, you know, in the hospital or whatever, or just at home sick. I get tired. But you know, I pray a lot as well. So you know, and God keeps pushing me, you know, through it. You know, any pain crisis I have, I push through that, and it gives me another testimony to give to another child or another warrior.
That's awesome. So, that's awesome. I'm not prophesying, but I see books on you. I don't know if you're writing anything, but that's definitely there's something that you have to share.
Yeah.
I believe that. What's next for P413?
Really what we have coming up next is continuing with the community initiatives that we're doing, as well as the research, everything that she goes through surgically and you know, personally with the hospitalizations and everything, it's, you know, it gives us something new, gives us something else to put out there. Like you said,
yeah.
You're prophesying a book, or you're seeing a book. You know, we do have the YouTube videos that we do of her and the trials that she goes through, you know, which are on our P413 YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're documenting all of that. And then also next, we're reaching to achieve national advocacy for sickle cell.
Yeah.
We've reached out to the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America, pretty much to bring the foundation, or at least her as a sickle cell warrior, to partner with them and just travel with her story, as well as continue the research for sickle cell and for the cure of sickle cell, the more affordable cures for sickle cell. And, you know, just really just give hope to those young warriors, because like she said, at the age of 3, when she was first diagnosed, you know, the doctors put a time limit on it. You know, which isn't right, you know, but at that point it puts worry on the parents, puts worry on the family, and as well as once the child gets to an age where they're able to understand, then it places worry on them as well. So, you know, her living to the age of 40 against everything that they said she wouldn't accomplish, you know, that's her story to them, you know, and that's why we reach out to the youth to say, hey, you know, this is possible. You know, it is possible for you to make it past the age of 20 that they say. It is possible for you to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it won't be easy, but, you know, anything worth it, worth having is not going to come easy.
Amen. Amen to that. You're advocating for other warriors out there. You said your children have the traits.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
So how do you prepare them? How have you prepared them?
Well, my older children, like, just with us, you know, putting the story out there. My daughter actually said she's actually learned more about sickle cell, you know, and just growing up dealing with a mom with sickle cell doesn't mean she knew anything about it. But now that we've began to, you know, tell our story or tell my story, you know, she's learning more about it.
Okay.
So she understands that, you know, if she was to deal with someone, that they would actually need to get tested to see if they have a trait before you even try to have a child, because you will be dealing with a child with sickle cell. You should have that option to, you know, if you want to do that or not.
Yeah. And I mean, it doesn't stop with just, you know, their mate or their potential mates getting tested, you know, because they do make it mandatory at birth for them to get tested. And I believe that started around the year 2000 or maybe even in the mid 90s where it was mandatory at birth. But anyone before that, definitely, if you don't know your status, you should, you know, schedule with your doctor and go get tested for sickle cell to at least find out if you have the trait.
Right.
Because it is something that's needed to know.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. So as sickle cell warriors, where do you see yourself and P413, the foundation, let's say in the next couple years?
Oh. Well, like my husband said, you know, we have reached out to Sickle Cell Disease Association of America, so I do want to go national as an advocate for sickle cell, and we just want to continue to grow with our foundation.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to stop just here. We want to continue to grow everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
It sounds more like a brand versus a foundation.
Yes.
Definitely.
I mean, you know, awareness is cure, and that's what, you know, pretty much we're all about, just bringing
awareness is cure. Mm-hmm. So as far as awareness, tell the listening audience where they can learn more about your foundation and things that you're doing in the community.
Okay. Our website, we can be found on the web at p413foundation.org. It's p413foundation.org. Or you can find us on any social media, Instagram, P413 Foundation, Facebook, you can search P413 Foundation, as well as YouTube and Twitter.
Okay. If you would, there's someone else out there who is going through sickle cell. What encouraging words do you have for them?
My encouraging words would be to never give up, continue to fight this disease. It's not an easy disease to deal with, but it was placed on you for a reason, and just keep fighting.
Good, that's good. I want to thank you for joining me and my guests. Again, we have Miss Nakia and her husband, Louis Asbury, here from P413 Foundation. Again, the address again to your website?
The address to the website is p413foundation.org.
Also, you can look for them in the next issue of Life in the Overflow magazine. If you haven't already, log on to lifeintheoverflowmag.com. Our current issue is up and ready, and we're actually going into our fall issue next, in which they will be in that issue. Again, thank you for joining me here on Life in the Overflow TV, In the Flow Live. Again, you can catch us on Blog Talk Radio as well as here. Stay tuned and stay in the flow. Thank you so much.